CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. So good morning, it's Sunday the 29th of March 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Eclipse experiment yields data. G3TXF wins CAS award for ZD9XFD expedition. Amateurs run community broadcast radio station. The RSGB solar eclipse radio experiments on the 20th of March were deemed to be a great success. Radio amateurs took part in a wide range of experiments on many bands, including a QSO party on 160, 80 metres and 40. The use of the reverse beacon network and Morse code meant that the received signal-to-noise ratios of those taking part could be automatically logged. Other stations, including some in Iceland and the Faroe Islands, used WSPR, the weak signal propagation reporter, to test propagation on paths around Europe. All this data is now available for RSGB members to download and analyse themselves on the RSGB's Radio Propagation Questions Forum on the RSGB website. A lot of analysis can be done to look at specific paths and times using the data that were collected, and Propagation Studies Committee Chair Steve Nichols, G0KYA, would like to thank everyone who took part in the experiments. A full report will appear in a future edition of Radcom. The CAS Award encourages the expedition operating excellence, and the 2014 Single Operator CAS Award has been won by Nigel Cawthorn, G3TXF. Congratulations to Nigel. It was awarded for his de-expedition to the island of Tristan da Cunha, a ZD9XF, in September 2014, where he worked 9,314 unique stations during the first 14 days of his one-man de-expedition. The award states that it demonstrated outstanding effort to log as many DXs as possible and set a new single-operator CAS award record. Club log founder Michael G7VJR presented Nigel with his Plaquen Prize at the CDXC annual dinner on the 21st of March. Community broadcast radio station Cambridge 105 is a voluntary organisation with over 10 radio amateurs involved. On Good Friday the 3rd of April, they're going back to the days of pirate radio and setting up a complete analogue studio on the riverboat Georgina, moored on the River Cam. The day's music will cover the whole pirate radio era from the 60s to the early 90s, when the final stations closed. However, they will also team up with the DARC team, who took over Deutsche Welle's shortwave licence on 6070 kHz, and for the duration of the broadcast, Cambridge 105 will be relayed across Europe on their 10-kilowatt transmitter in southern Germany near Munich. Dom M0BLF will be managing QSL cards for any shortwave listeners who hear them on 6070 kHz on the day. Anyone wanting to listen can do so on 105 MHz FM or online at http://cambridge105.fm or between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Good Friday on 6070 kHz. Three more RSGB Train the Trainer days will take place in the coming months, available free to any RSGB member involved with training. These events are for those with no professional background in teaching. You will learn additional skills for working with a class and find the best way to help individuals understand the material. The next Train the Trainers Day is on the 9th of May in Norwich. In order to book a place, please email David, G7URP, via radio at dcpmicro.com. The second is Badsworth in Yorkshire on the 13th of June and is now open for bookings. To claim your place at this location, please email info@theradioclub.co.uk. And finally, another RSGB Train the Trainers Day will take place in Merthyr Tydfil, Saturday the 11th of July. Contact Jimmy, MW0EQL, and that's MW0EQL@googlemail.com for bookings and further details. The 2015 reunion of the Radio Security Service will take place at Bletchley Park on the 10th of May. Registration will be from 10 a.m. and the meeting starts promptly at 10:30. The venue for the meeting will be in a different building this year, the Teleprinter Hall. Please contact rssreunion@aol.com for further information if you want to attend. To celebrate the 90th anniversaries of the International Amateur Radio Union and French National Society, as well as the 150th anniversary of the International Telecommunications Union, several special event stations from different French areas or entities will be on the air. The first is TO990IARU, and that'll be on the air from the 4th to the 18th of April from Martinique. Shortwave Radio in World War II is a 59-minute version of the 1944 film Voice of Victory that tells the story of how helicrafters developed the World War II SCR-299 military shortwave radio from the pre-war HT-4 amateur radio set. You can watch Shortwave Radio in World War II Voice of Victory 1944 helicrafters at www.tinyurl.com/gb2rs-329. The ITU deployed emergency telecommunication equipment to Vanuatu following the devastation caused by Cyclone Pam, a Category 5 tropical storm that hit the archipelago on the 13th of March. They dispatched 40 satellite phones, 10 broadband global area network terminals, and 35 solar panels to the island nation to support relief coordination efforts. Cyclone Pam slammed into the Vanuatu archipelago. Winds are estimated to have reached 250 kilometres per hour, with gusts peaking at around 320, causing damage to the infrastructure, impacting services such as electricity. The idyllic location is a haven for tourists and expeditioners, with all who had been there struggling to recognise damaged landmarks shown on TV news. Up-and-coming rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 29th, the Devon and Cornwall Repeater Group and Callington ARS will be held in the Callington Town Hall at Cornwall, PL177BD. Doors open at 10 a.m, £2 to get in. There's a bring and buy. Details from Roger, 2E0RPH@gmail.com. The Ripon Radio Rally will take place at Hugh Ripley Hall, Ripon, North Yorkshire, HG42PT, 100 metres west of the High Skell Gate. Traffic lights on the B6265 today, the 29th of March. Doors open at 10 a.m, admission £2. There'll be a bring and buy, as well as refreshments available. The organisers warn prospective visitors that the bring and buy is upstairs, so if you can't carry it, don't bring it. Email rally@ripon.org.uk for more details. There are no rallies taking place over the Easter weekend, the 3rd to the 6th of April. The next is the 31st Yeovil QRP Convention, and that takes place on the 12th of April at Digby Hall, Hound Street, Sherborne in Dorset, DT93AA. There'll be a talk-in on S22. The doors open 9:30 to 3 p.m. Admission £3, trade stands, bring and buy, and lecture stream. More from Steve, G7AHP 01803 666 407. Also on the 12th of April, the 52nd Northern Amateur Radio Society's Association exhibition will be held at Norbreck Castle Exhibition Centre in Blackpool, FY29AA, doors open 10:30, disabled visitors getting access 15 minutes earlier. There'll be trade stands and bring and buy, as well as RSGB bookstall. Details from Dave, M0OBW 01270761608. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, in Radcom or on the RSGB website, please send details to radcom@rsgb.co.uk. Special news events now. Bush Valley ARC will be active as GB8 RAF from two locations during the RAF airfields on the air activation period of the 28th of March to the 12th of April. They'll be at RAF Ballykelly today, the 29th. The following two weekends will be split between RAF Eglinton for one day and RAF Ballykelly for one day. More information on QRZ.com. West Manchester Radio Club is holding a special event on Bank Holiday Monday, the 6th of April. using the call sign GB2EFD. The event is being hosted by the Tyldesley Town Partnership at Astley Street Park, Astley Street, Tyldesley in Manchester, M297BB. All are welcome to this local community event starting at 11 a.m. They'll be working HF 2m 77s and D-Star. The GM0RAY event organised by Glasgow and Clyde Rainet Group for the 5th of April in Gourock has had to be cancelled. If you have news of any special event stations, please send the details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, Mark DU9-ON5SM will visit the Philippines until the 25th of April, operating from Mindanao, which is IOTA OC130, using a Kenwood TS480 SAT and 300 watts PA, signal link digimodem into a GB5RV, 6 band hex beam and 10 meter vertical, with CG3000 antenna tuner. He plans to be active as soon as possible. A special QSL card for the contacts can be sent via the Bureau to those who want one. A short operation from the Brazilian island of Trindade, SA010, will take place from the 2nd to the 4th of April. Trindade is a separate DXCC entity and is normally inhabited by a small detachment of Brazilian naval personnel. The call sign will be PQ0T and they hope to be active 6 to 160 metre bands, QSL manager PP5BZ. The Pacific island of Nauru, OC031, will be on the air till the 4th of April. A team of four operators assigning C21EU and be on 40 to 10 metre bands using CW, SSB and digital modes, QSL, DL2, AWG. A holiday-style activation will be on the air until the 2nd of April from the Maldive Islands, AS013 by Ben, DL1RNT, who will be signing 8Q7NT. Operation will be mainly CW, 40 to 10 metres, QSL home call. Keith GM4YXI stroke GM5X and Chris GM3WOJ stroke GM2V will be on the air from Weno or Weno Island, OC011, as V6Z until the 9th of April, a part-time entry in the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest in the M2 category is planned, QSL N3SL. Contest news now. Please note that contest times are given in UTC, which is an hour behind local clock time in the UK. Now, the British summer time came in at 1 a.m. on the 29th. The second and final major American contest is the SSB leg of the CQ Worldwide WPX, running for 48 hours, ending 23:59 UTC tonight, the 29th. Everybody works everybody, exchanging a report and serial number. Expect the contest bands to be heaving and large serial numbers to be exchanged. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Next weekend, the 5th, the first Rococo contest takes place, 1900 to 2030 UTC, using SSB on the 3.5 megs bands. You send a signal report plus, for your first QSO, your own for full postcode. In subsequent QSOs, you send the postcode that you received in each of your previous QSOs. You should receive a postcode that is obviously corrupted, which is not unusual. If you do, that is, pass it on as received. This contest is all about logging accuracy, and as long as you aren't the person who introduces the error, you won't lose points. Bear in mind that some continental postcodes also creep into the proceedings. This is a surprisingly challenging contest with the same power limit for everyone, which is 100 watts. Also on the 5th of April, the first 70 megs contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes on the band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The first of this year's SPDX contest takes place for 24 hours over the weekend of the 4th and 5th, which is Easter weekend, 1500 to 1500 hours UTC. The modes in this one are CW and SSB on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. Only contacts with SP stations count for points. Send a signal report and expect to receive a signal report and single letter province code with 16 to collect. There are lots of sections, mostly for single stations. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYO KYA, and G4BAO on Friday the 27th of March. Last week's solar eclipse was a great opportunity to try out some propagation experiments. Many listeners reported the enhanced reception of distant medium wave stations at the time of maximum eclipse as the D layer of the ionosphere became less absorbing. The other data are currently being analysed for a feature in RADCOM. This week has shown how hard it can be accurately to predict solar conditions. NOAA had indicated that it expected the solar flux to be around 100 to 110, but at the time of writing it was edging towards 140. Thanks to a host of new sunspots, these coupled with relatively quiet geomagnetic conditions with the K index often around 2, have brought excellent HF conditions to the bands and left them wide open to many parts of the world. This week predictions placed the solar flux index in the range of 130 to 140, but with continuing unsettled geomagnetic conditions, the K index could reach as high as 5 on Sunday the 29th due to particle stream from a recurrent coronal hole, and 4 towards the end of the week. This suggests that HF conditions could be variable, with auroral type conditions at times, which could impact signals on polar paths. Maximum usable frequencies are likely to be depressed as well. Now for the VHF and up-propagation news. This week is starting fairly windy and unsettled, with high pressure to the south of the UK, which is almost good enough, but unfortunately insufficient to develop a robust temperature inversion, and certainly not in the northern half of the UK, so expect initially marginal to flat tropo conditions. Any hopes of slightly better conditions rest upon a weak ridge developing over southern England in the second half of the week. A recent model predicts a strong high over Britain by Friday, but some prospect of lift conditions, so don't give up on this week, and remember that there's always aircraft scatter to give DX on the higher bands. The 2005 EASE season should be getting underway soon, typically mid or April from the UK on the lower VHF bands, and the 22nd to the 23rd April LIRIDS meteor shower is only 3 weeks away. The moon reaches apogee on Thursday, meaning highest path losses and declination is decreasing, giving shorter moon windows for UK EME operators in the coming week. And that's all this week from the propagation team. It's also all from me, G4NJH, also until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.